Ilias by Leo Tolstoy. There once lived in the government of Ufa a bashkir named Ilias. His father, who died a year after he had found his son a wife, didn't leave him much property. Ilias then had only 7 mares, 2 cows, and about 20 of sheep. He was a good manager, however, and soon began to acquire more. He and his wife worked from morning till night, rising earlier than others and going later to bed, and his possessions increased year by year. Living in this way, Ilias little by little acquired great wealth. At the end of 25 years, he had 200 horses, 150 herd of cattle, and 1,200 sheep. He hired labourers, tended his flocks and herds, and hired women, milked his mares and cows, and made kumis, butter and cheese. Ilias had abundance of everything, and everyone in the district envied him. They said to him, "Ilias is a fortunate man. He has plenty of everything. This world must be a pleasant place for him." People of position heard of Ilias and sought his acquaintance. Visitors came to him from afar, and he welcomed everyone and gave them food and drink. Whoever might come, there was always kumis, tea, sherbet, and mutton to set before them. Whenever visitors arrived, a sheep would be killed, or sometimes 2, and if many guests came, he would even slaughter a mare for them. Ilias had 3 children, 2 sons and a daughter, and he married them all off. While he was poor, his sons worked with him and looked after the flocks and herds themselves, but when he grew rich, they got spoiled and one of them took to drink, the eldest was killed in a brawl, and the younger, who had married a self-willed woman, ceased to obey his father and they couldn't live together anymore. So they parted, and Ilias gave his son a house and some of the cattle. And